Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger. Today is Thursday, April 26th, and this episode of The Daily is brought to you by gamers like you. Looks like the Switch isn't the only thing that's going to be switching. During Nintendo's financial results briefing today, current Nintendo president Tatsumi Kimishima announced that he would be stepping down from his position. He succeeded Satoru Iwata after his passing in July of 2015. During his leadership, Nintendo was brought out of the Wii U depths and into the sales and revenue successes of the Switch. His final day will be on June 28th, to be replaced by 46-year-old Shuntaro Furukawa, who is currently General Manager of Corporate Planning. He joined Nintendo in April of 1994 and was previously an outside director for the Pokemon Company in May of 2012. We'll be hearing that name a lot more in the future, so let's practice. Furukawa. 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 Got it? Out of that financial briefing, here are some of the sales data that was provided. Super Mario Odyssey has officially sold over 10 million copies worldwide, followed by Mario Kart 8 Deluxe with over 9 million, and The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild at close to 8.5 million. All three of these games have surpassed the sales of every single Wii U game released. And adding sales from the Wii U of 1.5 million, Breath of the Wild is officially the best-selling Zelda in Nintendo's history. It's mind-blowing to me that prior to this, there hasn't been a Zelda game with over 10 million sold. And for hardware, Nintendo has sold over 17 million Switch consoles within its first year since release. That's more than every single Wii U console sold during its lifetime. In comparison with the Nintendo Wii, the sales are looking to be very similar. If it follows the trend, the Switch should be flying off the shelves come this holiday season. A big congratulations to Nintendo. So, let's go get back to the fun stuff. Another new costume has been released for Super Mario Odyssey, and that's for Topper the Brutal. If you don't remember, he's the leader of the Brutals within the game. The costume consists of a green top hat with bunny ears, and a green suit with pants, with white gloves, and white furry feet. And I will say that I haven't touched the game in a long time, maybe about a month or two, but maybe it's time to hop back in. And get ready for the first tournament-styled Splatfest on Splatoon. As a partnered promo for the upcoming Nickelodeon cartoon Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, there will be a series of three Splatfests on May 4th, May 11th, and May 18th. The first will put Raph against Leo, and the next will put Don against Mike. The winners of the first two will take place in the final. So if you play Splatoon 2, get ready to load up on some sea snails. And a side note, as a fan of the original cartoon, this new animation looks really, well, blocky. But this Splatfest gets a cowabunga from me. Or a booyakasha. Is there a new word I'm too old to know about? Game developer Rayark randomly posted a tech demo of their Switch eShop game, Demo, using the Nintendo Labo Piano Toy-Con. Demo is a rhythm game where you generally use the touchscreen to touch moving objects when it gets to a line at the bottom of the screen. And seeing that they're able to use the Piano Toy-Con with this game, maybe it's possible that we may see other games from third-party developers implementing Labo within the game. So just a side thought, if Labo gets in the hands of enough consumers, is it possible that we could see a fully developed piano rhythm game? What about a fully developed fishing game? What about a new Excitebike with the motorbike Toy-Con? Watch out, VR. Labo isn't replacing you, but it could definitely get in the way. And that's it. Before I go, I'd like to take a moment to thank Anchor for retweeting me today. They've given me a few more followers, and I appreciate it. I've reached the 2-month mark since the start of this podcast, and I'm happy to continue doing so. If you guys like what you hear, please feel free to leave me some feedback by leaving me a voice message on the Anchor app or sending me a tweet on Twitter at LPTiger, LPTYGER. Thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.